Turn again to Isaiah in chapter 49, which we read. I want to draw your attention to some words in verse 1. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 1. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. Listen, O isles, unto me. Throughout Isaiah, in various places, we read such phrases. Listen, hearken, hear. Chapter 1, verse 2 reads, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. Listen, hear. Constantly throughout Isaiah, constantly hear, the attention is called for. When God sends any man to preach his gospel, when God sent Isaiah, when he sends any man to preach his word and his gospel, he sends him with a message which demands a hearing. It isn't an optional message. The man sent to preach God's word is not sent to deliver his own opinions or mere ideas or the thoughts of man. Those by whom God speaks are sent with a message which is an urgent and a vital, an essential message which must be heard. Listen, give ear. Hearken. Isaiah 58 verse 1 reads, Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Listen. But who hears? Who has time for such a message? Who hearkens? Who listens? Many have no time for this message, and no time for those who come with this message. They'll hear others, and they'll hear other messages, but not this message, not these messages. We live in a world full of messages. We live in a world full of sounds, full of noise, full of speech, a world full of headphones, full of music, full of iPods, a world full of sounds, full of people who will listen, but full of people who will not listen to this message. There are others yet who do hear with the outward ear, but who hearing understand not, who hearing comprehend not. Indeed, Isaiah was sent to preach to many with that end in view. He was sent to preach to those who already heard but did not understand, that their hearing might be hardened. The Lord says unto him in Isaiah 6, Go and tell his people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. For unless God grants the hearing, you'll never hear. And unless God gives us understanding, we will never understand. We may hear with the outward ear, we may hear the words of man, but we'll never hear the words of the Spirit of God as spoken by that man. will never hear the word of God. And yet you must hear. We must hear. For God says, listen, hearken unto me. Give ear a word. We must hear. For this is God's message which he sends. It was God's message which he sent by Isaiah. It is God's message which he sends by his servant throughout the ages. It is his message, his gospel. It is his speech. He does not send man's word, but he sends his word, God's word. It's God's message, God's speech. He sends it, he speaks it. And he sends it forth in the one by whom he speaks, which is his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And he speaks it by his Spirit. It's his message, his word, God's word. And as such, it commands authority. It is a message with authority. It is a message of vital importance. It demands your attention. When a man brings this message, you don't listen to a man. You listen to God. You hear the word of God. When a man brings this message by the Spirit of God and declares it in the power of God, it's not man's word, it's God's word. And as such, it commands authority and it demands a hearing. It's a vital message. Who was Isaiah? Who was Isaiah that he should speak such words? Isaiah was a nobody. Isaiah, the son of Amos, was a nobody. In and of himself, he was nothing. And yet he was one sent of God to declare God's word and God's message to a guilty and a needful people who needed to hear. What marked out Isaiah was nothing in Isaiah himself. No strength, no great oratory, no great wisdom. What marked out Isaiah was that Isaiah met with God. God met with Isaiah. And God sent forth Isaiah with a message. With God's message. With the gospel. With the message of Jesus Christ. For Isaiah's prophecy, all the chapters of this long prophecy, Isaiah's prophecy is full of the gospel. And it is full of Jesus Christ. There's so much of Christ in this message. And this is what Isaiah was sent with. He was sent to preach this message of salvation, this message of Christ. But when Isaiah was sent with this message, he was not sent until he had first met with God. Until he had first been given a tremendous vision of the glory of God and who God is. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 6, we read in Isaiah 6 verse 1 that in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah writes, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Yes, Isaiah met with God. Isaiah saw this view of God's glory. The Lord of hosts, how holy God is. How the earth is full of God's glory. How mighty, how majestic God is. And on seeing such a vision, Isaiah knew what he was before such a God. Woe is me, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. It's what Isaiah saw and what was revealed to him in this vision. As a consequence of which God sent him forth to preach. It's what was revealed to him here in his encounter with God here which so characterized his message. It is because Isaiah saw God's glory. And it's because God showed Isaiah what he was before him. And this is because God said unto Isaiah what God had done for him. That his sins had been purged and his iniquity had been taken away. That Isaiah could go forth to preach such a message to a people like himself, a people of unclean lips, a people who were sinful, a people who needed to hear. What is this message? This message which God sends, this message which demands to be heard, this message of which God says to his people, Listen! Listen, O ye isles, hearken unto me. This message, which is God's message, which God sends forth, which God sent forth by his servant Isaiah, what is this message? What is this message? It is a message of life. It is a message of redemption. It is a message of salvation. It is that message which Isaiah heard, that his sins were purged, that his iniquity was taken away. It is a message of salvation. And there is no message, which you can hear in this world, which you can hear from any man, from any source, from any speech. There is no message sent forth which is comparable to this message. There is no message more important. There is no message more urgent. There is no message more necessary, more needful to your soul. There is no message more important, more demanding to be heard. There is no message more important this day for you to hear, for me to hear, for us to hear, than this message. This message which Isaiah was sent with, this message of life, of redemption, of salvation. Isaiah was sent forth with this message, and he was sent to those amongst whom he dwelt. He was sent to the house of Jacob. This message was sent forth to the people where they were, in their iniquity, with their unclean lips. In their rebellion. This message comes from God and it comes to a people where they are. It comes to you this day where you are. Where are you? Do you know where you are? Do you know what you are? Do you know who God is and what you are before him? Do you have ears to hear? Having ears, do you understand? Isaiah preached to a people who had forsaken the Lord, as it says in chapter 1. A people who had turned from their God, who were people who had turned from the ways of God. A people who had turned to self, to pleasure, to riches, to their own ways. A people who had become hardened. A people who would not listen. A people who refused to listen. A people who could not listen. A people who, if they heard, understood not. A people in that day who were much like the people of our day. A people in that nation who were much like the people of our nation. A people much like England. A people much like Britain. A people much like the world today. Isaiah was sent to a people who had forsaken God. He was sent to preach to a sinful people, to a people of unclean lips, to a people like us, to a people like me, to a people like you. As this message comes to us where we are, and it comes to you where you are this day, I ask again, where are you? Do you know where you are? For God's word and the prophecy of Isaiah will describe where you are. For where we are by nature is that we are lost in sins. We are dead in trespasses and sins. Where we are is dead. Outside of Christ, outside of that life which is found in God and in him alone, we're dead. And we're dark. And we're deaf. And we hear not. We may come and we may hear the gospel in words, but it is words only. We understand not. That's where we are by nature. Outside of Christ, that's where we are. And this is where the message comes to man in his condition. Whether you accept that of yourselves or reject it, whether you accept that God says that you are a sinner and you are rebellious, or whether you reject it, that is where you are. We are sinners, we are rebellious. We are selfish, proud, contrite, stubborn, lost. And lost sinners need an answer for their sins. They need their sins to be taken away. They need their iniquities to be taken away. They need their sins to be purged before they can stand in the presence of that God, that Lord of hosts, whom the seraphims describe as holy, holy, holy. Before ever man can stand in the presence of such a holy God, he needs an answer for his sins. If he's to be spared the punishment which his sins deserve, his sins must be taken away. And before Isaiah was ever sent to preach to such a people, in such a condition, what Isaiah was told, and what God's servants are told, is this tremendous truth. That Isaiah's sins, that his iniquity, have been taken away, and his sins purged. There was a coal, a live coal, taken off the altar, and touched upon his lips. And he was told, thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. He heard the voice of the Lord. He heard God say unto him. He heard the declaration to his heart and to his soul of what God had done for him, though he was a wretched and a guilty sinner. God told Isaiah, that he had made an answer for his sins, that he had purged them, that he had taken them away. And this is the message with which Isaiah was sent. This is the message with which he was sent to his people, to preach of that one of whom he had been shown, that one with whom he had met, that Lord of hosts who is holy, holy, holy. He was sent to his people to tell them of the one who had purged his sins, who had taken his sins away. He was sent to that people to tell others of the God who delivers from sin, of the God who delivers those who are in darkness, to deliver those who live in darkness, those who live in rebellion, those who are sinful, those who are captives, those who are lost in sin and captive to sin. He was sent to those who were sinners, those who were poor, those who were weak, those who were base, those who were vile. He was sent to such a people. And when God sends his message of the gospel by Isaiah, by those whom he was sent to preach it, when he sends such a message, he sends it to such a people. He sends it to us, to me, to you, people like this, people who are weak, who are base, who are vile, who are in darkness, who are captives. He sends such a message. What was Isaiah's message? What did he preach? He was sent to preach of him. He was sent to preach of that one who came to deliver the captives. He was sent to preach to that one who came to bring light to those who sit in darkness, to bring strength to those who have none, to bring deliverance to those who are in bondage, to redeem those who were sold in sin, to bring righteousness to those who had no righteousness. He was sent to preach of this one of whom he met, this one who was revealed to him by his God, this one of whom he speaks in chapter 9, this one who was sent as a child who was born, as a son who was given, this one who was God's son sent to his people to save that people, this one of whom he writes, this one of whom he writes that the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is the one whom Isaiah preached. This is the one whose message he preached. This is the one whom his prophecy is full of. This is the one whom he knew and whom he declared to others that they might know him. The one in whom is eternal life. The one in whom the increase of his governance and peace there shall be no end. The one who would reign upon the throne of David and upon whose kingdom he was sent to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice. That kingdom which would reign forever. He was sent to preach of that one called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. This was his message, and this was the one of whom he spake. Turn to chapter 53 of Isaiah, where we read a little of this one of whom he preached. and of what he did for those who would not listen, for those who understood not, for those who had forsaken their God and turned aside. Isaiah was sent to declare this one and the message of his salvation. Chapter 53 and verse 1 reads, of those of whom he was sent to preach, of those to whom God called out, listen, give ear. Isaiah writes here, who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her hearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For a transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Now this is the one of whom Isaiah spake. This is the one whom God declares in his gospel. This is the one of whom God says, listen. Listen to him who was despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Listen to him who you hid your faces from and despised and esteemed him not. Listen to him who bore the griefs and the sorrows of my people. Listen to him who was stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Listen to him who was wounded for our transgressions, who was bruised for our iniquities. Listen to him upon whom the chastisement of our peace was laid, and with whose stripes we are healed. For all we like sheep have gone astray, we have all turned to his own way. Listen to him upon whom the Lord have laid the iniquity of all his people. Listen to him. Have you heard of him? Have you heard of this Redeemer, this one who went forth for the salvation of his own, the one who stood in their place, the one who was bruised for their iniquities, the one who was put to grief because of the sins of his own, because of the sins of those whom he loved, and yet those who had forsaken him, and those who had gone astray. Listen to him who knew such travail in his soul, and yet whose travail will be satisfied. For God's righteous servant shall justify many. For bearing their iniquities, he will take those iniquities away, and their sins shall be purged. Listen to him. This was him of whom Isaiah spake. He brought a message of the Redeemer, of him who brings life, of him who brings salvation. But do you hear? Do you listen? Have you been given ears to listen? Ears to hear? Who hears? Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who listens? For as we've seen, not all do. Many don't listen at all. Others hear with the outward ear, but understand not and perceive not. Who hears? Who hears? Do you hear? Well, there are those who hear. Chapter 1 tells us that except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. But the Lord had a remnant in his people. A remnant who heard. A remnant who heard the word of the Lord. The remnant here. When Isaiah was sent forth to preach, when he was sent forth to go to that people, to say unto that people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, see ye indeed and perceive not. When he was sent to make the heart of that people fat and their ears heavy, that their eyes might be shut, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. He said, Lord, how long? And the Lord answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. Yet despite this, there is this great word of comfort, this great word of hope, that yet, in it, in the land, in the people, there shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a tail tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. In that people there would be a tenth who would return, a tenth who would hear, a remnant who would hear, a people who would hear the message, a people who would listen, a people who would hearken, a people who would hear this message which demands the attention of those whom God sends it to. There are those who hear. Have you heard? Have you heard? What do you know of this message? Do you know that by nature you were dead in sin? That you were a captive? Have you heard of that one that came to deliver the captives? That came to save sinners? Have you heard? Have you hearkened? Well, listen. Hearken. Hear. Listen to the one who calls for your attention. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Listen to the one who speaks comfort to those who mourn. Listen to the one who gives strength to the weak. Isaiah 52:1. Listen to the one who gives children to the barren, 54:1. Who gives songs to the mourners. Listen to the one who gives water to the thirsty, who gives food to the hungry, who gives life to the dead. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live. Listen to the one who brings light to those who are in darkness. Listen to the one who brings liberty to the captives. Oh, listen. Listen to such a one. Listen to him in whom there is life. And if you listen, if you hear, what is the end of such a message? What is the end of this message? What does it bring? It brings salvation to those who sought it not. It brings life to those who were dead. It brings liberty to the captives. It brings freedom to those who are in bondage. It brings salvation to those who sought it not. As chapter 65 and verse 1 reads, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, a people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick. And yet I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that found me not. The end of this message is salvation. And it is to bring such a people into a new heavens and a new earth. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. It brings the new heavens and a new earth. Have you heard and have you hearkened? Have you listened? Have you heard this message of salvation in Christ alone, by grace alone? Have you heard this message which Isaiah declared unto a people that had not ears for it? Are you one of that remnant, one of that tenth that God is pleased to give hearing? Have you heard, have you hearkened? For all those who hear, all those who listen, all those who hear, the Lord has this to say. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee. And I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Saviour and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Hearken unto me. Listen, O ye isles. The Lord God of hosts. Amen.